Simin Reish Yud Chet, Reish Yud Tet, Reish Chof, Reish Hashem. We have time. Birchus Anis Vavemel and Atavot Halimis. Mechaber says in Reish Yud Chet Aleph, Harim Mokum Shanasu Boi Nisim Avetim Vim Maboris Hayam Abarat Hayardin, Maboris Nachli Arnon, Vavne El Gabish Shal Beis Chirin, Vavin Shibikish Oig Lizroi Kal Yisrael, Vavin Shiyoshav Lamoish Beis Mechamas Amalik, Vavin Shibikim, Vavin Shasin Nisim Avetim Mokum Azeh. All these places, as far as I know, we don't know where any of them are, except for possibly, I would think that we know where Maboris Hayardin is. Even though the Yarden, the Jordan River nowadays, is not, you don't need such a nace to cross it. It's not so deep and it's not so wide. But L'chor the Mokim is clear, it's across from Yerichai, is where, it says in the Pesukim, it's where they passed. So even though we don't know exactly where it is, but as long as you can see, if you're not standing right by the Yarden, you're going down the one towards the 90, and you're looking at the, you can really probably even see most of it from Neve Yaakov in certain places. You can see a very big portion of the Yarden. L'chor you should be able to make the bracha. And the truth is that I saw that the Orla Tzion says that Chelik Beis, he names on that, as long as he says also, we don't know exactly where it is, but as long as you see from the Yam HaMelech to Ma'avar Adam, which you can see on a map where it is, then you'll be able to make the bracha. However, practically, I never heard anybody make the bracha. And many people go there. Now I've gone there many times. Anybody that takes a Kvisha Bika, which Bechlal is the Shaila, one of the students says you're going to Kvisha Bika, you have to make a bracha, you have to make a Hagremo. But that used to be the way to go up to Tveria, was on the 90. And still many people go there. And I never heard anybody make a bracha. The Shaila is Farvos. So there are those that want to say that in Echnam, since we don't know where it is, I saw the Sefer Shara Ayin, interesting Sefer. In the Oitzer they have Shara Ayin, a Sefer on Birchas Ariyo, Birchas Ariyo Vashvach. That's what the whole Sefer is on. And he has a lot of tshuvas ksaviyad from Gedalia Poiskim, and he brings down for many of them that they said, since we don't know Lamaisa where it is exactly, so therefore you can't make the bracha, even though we have a general area, but that's not enough. You have to know, but Frat the Chayodim says you should be standing next to the plate, but I don't know if that's Ma'akev or L'chura. Since you don't know exactly where it is, therefore you wouldn't make the bracha. It sounds like in the olden days they didn't know exactly where it was. There were different Mekremis, and these places they talk, didn't know.
Why do you have to be standing there? Why isn't it just a road? You see the whole
yard
there. You stand in that place, you can see,
like,
for sure, that place is for sure
Nechla,
where you're standing.
So somebody that's on the moon, he can make the bracha because he sees the entire world. You're right for Etzem that you're seeing it, but since you're not seeing, you know that somewhere over here, I'll just give a mashal ba'alma, even though yesh lechalik. When a mashal ba'alma is, if you see a group of people, you have 1,000 people in Binyanei Umah, one of them is a very big tzaddik. I gotta don't know who it is. Somebody's a big Talmud Chacham, Shachalik Mechamos Nireyam. Do we say in that case that you can make a bracha or not? So it's got a Yesh Lechalik, because you don't know, even I know for sure that there's somebody here, you got to don't know who it is. Here maybe I'm being, I see the Yarden, and this Bechlal and Indian, anytime they see the Yarden, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bi'ar Halacha, to be Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'maisa, since you don't really know where it is, therefore it's hard to say that you can make the bracha on the place. L'maisa, that is certainly the Dominic, I did see brought down that the Yerichai that we have is Manenu, is further south than the Yerichai that was then. So Bechlal, it's not exactly clear where it is. Therefore, you do not make the bracha. Either way, you should be Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if any part of the Yarden that you're on. If you're above the Kinneret, I don't know if you're rafting on Abu Kayak above the Kinneret, whether or not that's also considered the Yarden, or it's Dafka from the Kinneret to the Yam HaMelech. But that also I've never seen. That also I've never seen that anybody's Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohidus Al-Halal. Maybe that gufa, though, that somebody says, oh, this is where Klal Yisrael, somebody's passing by, he tells the people in the car, this is where Yeshua came over. That in itself is maybe a Shevach Vohidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the very fact that you're speaking it out. That's, I know tour guides, certain tour guides, they don't go around with any maps and anything, they go around with the Tanakh. And whenever they go to any place in Eretz Yisrael, they just pull out the Pesukim and they start reading. This is what happened here and this is what happened here. Then itself is a Shevach Vohidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the same thing also with the Netziv Melech of Loit, which which is mentioned, Memshech, that also there's no, that's in Sifches, also Lamaisa, it seems that we don't know exactly where it is, and therefore we don't make the bracha. Even though there are many Netziv Melachs on the way down to, and it supposedly it says in Medrash that it's going to stay till the end of time. We're going to have the Netziv Melach. But it says there's other Medrashim that says that there's cows grazing there every day, and in the Midbar there's no cows grazing there. And he asked Ruchaim, if there's any, he said, yes, that was the question that he asked. Are there cows grazing there or not? But Lamaisa, we wouldn't make the bracha. You can make it without Shema Malchus if you want. With Shema Malchus, there's no Kabbalah, no Masur, and therefore all these brachas we do not make. The etzem bracha, whether or not it's supposed to be b'shemu malchus, Mechaber Paskin is lemaisa like the Rosh, that it is with shemu malchus, Baskor is shemu malchus, not like the Ravid. The Ravid, the way that the Torah brings down the Ravid is that the first time the Mevarach it's a choiva, and the next time the Mevarach it's only Rishus. The way that we have it in the Asogat the Ravid ala Balamar is mashma that it's entirely Rishus. Mashma that the bracha in Gansin is only Rishus, and he says that's the reason why you don't need Shemu Malchus. Totally Zebazah. If it would be a choivo, then he says also because the Ein lo keva, that's why it doesn't need a Shemu Malchus. But Ken Zayin that the Ravid understood that the Birchas Anisim, according to the way the Torah brings it down, the first time is a choivo, and after that it's not. Birchas Anis is then with the Birchas Agrimel. And the same way that Birchas Agrimel is only the first time you have a chiv, so too Birchas Anisim. Even the Yesh Lechalek, like the Rosh does. Sif Beis, Aneshek Shenasa Lektas Yisrael, Kos Manshle Nasa Lekol Yisrael, Ruben, Refilu Nasa Lektas Shvotim, Eim Mevarchan Olav. It has to be Anesh of Gans Kol Yisrael. However, there are certain limitations, as we'll see behemshech. Sif Gimel, Kol Eilu Advarim, Eino Elok Shereya, Sam Yishleishim Yoyim, Yishleishim Yoyim, Va'oz Him Chuyiva, Kama Yiva Pam Rishenu. This din, that Eim Mevarchan Anesh, is only once every 30 days. And then you have a Chiv, like the first time. Now, the reason why every 30 days l'chora is because also is pilus, like we find by Yama Gadol, that's the etzem din which is said by in the Mishnah is the rei leprochim, because for 30 days you're still under this pilus of the first re'iyah. The male has no reason to make another bracha because you're still under that pilus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is it any different than making a bracha on thunder and lightning and besamim? So he says because thunder and lightning each time it's a new thunder and it's a new lightning. And so to by Bissamim, he says, every time that you smell it, it's a new smell. Now, b'chlal, when it gets to Bissamim, yesh l'chalik, because Bissamim is a birchas hanenin, the fashtas. And since it's a birchas hanenin, mainly you have to make a bracha every single time. The same way, every time that you eat, you have to make a bracha, even though it's within 30 days. But as long as you're not mesiach das, then you need a new bracha, because osel hanes l'mazeb le bracha. So to over here, osel hanes l'mazeb al tereach le bracha. But fashtas, those are the only two things that are birchas hanenin, birchas areach and birchas on Eichel. Tosis and others will see. Actually, it's a big chiddush that we saw already in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah brings down that the brachos that we say in the morning are brachos anenin. The brachos that we say of Shasali Kol Tarki and Pekei Achivrim, these are all brachos anenin. And that's what the Torah says in Tzim Mem Vav. The pashtus that for many Rishonim is that those are not brachos anenin. And only something which goes into your guf, they're masakan abirchas anenin. Any other hana, they weren't masakan abirchas anenin. That's why you don't have to make a bracha on a shower or on the sun. Practices. It's because these things don't go into your guf. As opposed to reyach and oichol do go into your guf. Those are abirchas anenin. Memela abirchas anenin. You have to make a bracha every single time. That's the chur. It's not such a kasha from the sun. Now, what it is a question is from the birchas of reimim. Birchas ha-hoidah, shevach ha-hoidah of reimim and brachim v'reim. And there he says, because each one is a new, every thunder is a new thunder. It's not the same thunder as beforehand. As opposed to over here, it's the same place. Memela is no new aspireless unless it's after 30 days. The shaila is, if that's the case, how come by thunder and lightning we say that you only make a bracha after it clears up? If every thunder is a new thunder, so if you have a thunderstorm and it thunders and lightning 45 times in the course of an hour, you should make 45 brachas. It's no different than smelling every single time. That even in 40, you can smell 45 times an hour if you misiach das. It's a new smell. You make a new bracha. There we said it's birchas anenin. But the mashal of the Mishnah Berurah, lechur, why don't we say the same thing over here? What? It could be So it could be that there's. I thought of three possibilities to be mechalik. The first one is Ken Zayin that the siba of the thunder and the lightning is all the same. It's one siba. We're not exactly sure how it works. Chazal give different reasons of how exactly thunder and lightning works. how the, and there's scientific reasons of how it works, where maybe that's exactly what Chazal mean. We're not exactly sure. It's not 100% clear what, we don't have to shtim the science with Chazal, but it could very well be that that's good for what Chazal meant. Either way, so it could be that it's all one siva, so therefore there's no new chiv until you have the sun, till the sky clears up, and then after that you have a new chiv. It could be also that some Chazal gave a gvul. If Chazal wouldn't have given a gvul, so then there's no, even though it's not lechar mafurish in Chazal, but if we wouldn't have a gvul, then a person can make the bracha 45 times in 1 hour, and lechar, it's already getting into. Chazal weren't misakin such a thing. Chazal weren't misakin to make so many brachas at one time. The third reason I think is because, like you said before, and that it's a hesach hadas. It's similar to in a chanami kol kama that it's one thunderstorm, then there's no hesach hadas, and you're always until the sky clears up, then automatically you have hesach hadas. And I think maybe a smach ledover is that we'll see later on when you get to halachas in Reish Chav Zayin that it says that on a new day they bring that from the Yerushalmi that. On a new day, you have to make a new bracha, even if it's the same thunderstorm. What's up, Shad? Not only that, the Pesach's Ma'aneinu, I saw Shevet Levi was asked, some other people, Shevet Levi says, I didn't see this beforeish, but Luz Mistafina, I would say that it's Halayla Hoylecha Harayim. Even though we know in Yiddishkeit that it's Hayim Hoylecha Haralayla, except for Karbonis and other things. But here we say that it's Halayla Hoylecha Harayim. And it's not considered a new night until you go to sleep and wake up. What's the reason why? Because then you have a new Hesach Hadas. The Chura, even though it's the same storm, you have a new Hesach Hadas, and that's Mechayev, a new Bracha.
What if you don't sleep all night?
What's that?
If you don't sleep all night?
In the Chanami, then it wouldn't be Kenzan. And it would have the same Klalim as Birchas Ater. You'd have to get somebody else to be with you. No, and you can't have Kavana and Avarabu. The. That's Sif Dalit, Sif Gimel. Harei makom shenasa neis liyochid in mevarach, avol hu atzmi mevarach shasa li neis makom hazeh, v'chol yoytzei reicha gam ki mevarach and shasa neis lavi makom hazeh. The halacha is that on a neis of a pratiyus nitika neis, a person makes their own bracha, and the mashmais is that from the Mishnah Berurah that it's even if you didn't the first time while he's there he doesn't make a bracha. The next time he comes back to the place, then you make the bracha. Before the Mishnah like that, the Ritva says that the first time you come back, it's the first time that a person passes by, even if it's 2 days later, he does make the shasli neis machom hazeh. It's only after that that you have to wait 30 days. I'm not exactly sure what the gvul is. If a person walks home and then passes by, comes back 5 minutes later, so then in a chanami also make the neis. Because now he passed by, is there a shir hesach hadas? L'chur, it's a shir of hesach hadas. Whatever it is that he was mitzvah das, after that, the next time that he passes by, in chanami, he would make the bracha. Yesh lion, why? Taka, they weren't mitzvah to make the bracha of shosli neis at the time. Why would they not make? The Sharitzin says, v'shasa neis gufei, ein tzarech levarach bracha shosli neisim, d'lo yinisakno b'zeh, ala birchas agrimel. Only birchas agrimel. But that's, as they say, that's the kasha, not the teretz. Why? Why are the misakin brachas agrimel and not brachas anis? The chori brachas anis is much bigger shevach v'yidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu than agrimel. It's much more specific, much more of a v'yidot. Either way, that's how Chazal are misakin it, that the nes is only the next time that you come back. With regard to a bracha that happened when a person is a katan, does he go ahead and make a bracha? So the Shevet Levi has a tshuva about it, and he says, I didn't see anywhere that they talk about it. But he says, L'chor mitzvara, there's no reason that he shouldn't make the bracha. Because l'mais it was a tzala for him, and it's only reason why he's around now is only because of the nes that happened. And Mela also, his children also, l'chor would also make the bracha. L'chor, according to this, mitzvara, even if he has no recollection b'chlal that the nes happened to him, but he knows b'ora that the nes happened, then in Echanami, l'chor, he would also make the bracha for the same reason. L'gor from his children weren't there, didn't remember. But it's only because of Neis and Echanami, and in this Prat Lachar, we'll see that it's different when it comes to Agoyimel. Agoyimel, we're not going to say the same thing. When you get to the Neis, Lamaisi, you have to be waiting for the Neis, you wouldn't be alive if not for it. Sif Hei, Kol mishe nasal yonisim harbe, begil echad mekomo komishe nasal yonis, tzarech lahazku kol sharam mekomis, v'yichlo kulam bevrocha achat. It's not exactly clear why you have to be mazker all the nisim. So every place that you go to, you should be mazker the nis. Your children don't have to do it. Why does he have to do it? Could be that it's a bigger haidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like, even though you did a nis for me and I'm mamash not zeicha to it, you already did another nis for me also, you also did a second nis for me. Either way, if a person wasn't kreilalit, then v'dieved, he's yoytze. Befrat that, see other rishenim, they don't bring it down. Other rishenim say lehedya. The Ritva says lehedya, that it's only rishus, from Dimani the Meiri also. It's only rishus, so he says, if you want to be meisif it, you could be meisif it. But l'chor you're yoytze even without it. Certainly should be meisif it. Sif vav, al neis shal rabbi, tzarech lavarach Hashem, shum avarach al neis shal aviv. Yishayim, says the Ramah, do adin imreya adam, shenasa leyaneis, mevarach alav, kumish mevarach, alamokum shenasa leyaneis. This din that you're mevarach on somebody else that had an ace, l'chora, even though I have heard about people that have made a shenasa leyaneis mokum hazeh, I never heard that somebody that their children make an ace every time that they see them if they haven't seen them in 30 days. The shayla is for us. Why not? I saw a similar aura in the Sharayan. He's Ma'ari. He says, l'chora, somebody whose parents went through the Holocaust, the standard person went through the Holocaust, had a nes. Did he have a nes nigle, a mamish, that what we call a nes nigle, or a nes that just about anybody that went through the Holocaust, the way that he got out was, if he was mamish in the camps, was a nes. We don't find that the kids are making brachas. He says, maybe it's a chasar nidir, lo yadeh. Which is, agav, it's interesting, very according to this svara that somebody was in the Holocaust should make a nes, that he got out alive, it would come out that the person himself very often can't make the bracha, but somebody else that sees him could make the bracha. Because he has no makam that he can make the bracha on. There's no specific place. It's maybe, the shal is maybe there's no chiv, the skufa, since there's no specific place, so therefore there's no chiv. The concentration camp, bechlal, is that a place? Some people say that taka, if you can see the entire concentration camp, then he can make the bracha. But maybe there's no makam which is place which is miyuchah. As opposed to somebody that's seeing that person, there's a person that's miyuchah that he can make the bracha on. I thought that the reason is that people didn't make the bracha is similar to we'll see when you get the Shechiyonu. It says that if you haven't seen your friends for 30 days, you make a Shechiyonu. I've read about stories that people make Shechiyonu few and far between. The standard is, especially Bizmanenu, the stories that I've heard were stories that happened in the past, not recently. It's one story somebody told me a few years back. But certainly since the advent of email and Zoom, telephones and other things like that, that we hear about whatever's going on with the person, so it's already not such a chiddush anymore. We'll see later on when you get to Shechiyonu. So you already heard about the person, certainly if you spoke to them, certainly if you were on Zoom with them and you mamish saw them, then certainly that it's not, you don't need the Shechiyonu, you wouldn't make the Shechiyonu when you see them the next time. Maybe you could say the same thing when you get to the bracha of Sha'as HaNeis, that you don't have the hispilus, since the normal thing is that a person sees his father within 30 days, or speaks to him, or hears him, even if he didn't. But Lamaisa, since the norm is that a person does, hears about him, talks to him on the phone, sees him, therefore there's no new hispilus when he sees him Lamaisa, and therefore you wouldn't make a bracha. Bechlal al Rabbi, it's only Rabbi Amuvak, which is Shlomed Reif Terasim Imenu, which is also Bizmanenu, is not so common that a person should have somebody that Lomed Reif Terasim Imenu.
Is it tough to make a bracha on the person
when
you see
them
in the Zoom
room
after 30 days?
Yesh lion, that's a Shaila Bechlal, when you get to that, the Lechur, I don't know if that's considered a Riyu Mamish. It's not the same, if you see a picture of him also, it's not the same thing.
It's a little
Lechur. But Pasha is telling the Simcha.
Even if you talked to your father yesterday, you haven't seen him in 6 months, so you call him the day before you fly home, let's say.
You're certainly happy to see him,
right,
but it's not the Simcha that Chazal said. It's somebody that you haven't heard about him bichlal, and you haven't seen him. All of a sudden you see him, that's a much greater simcha than Chazal Mesachin Shechiyonu. It's similar to what we find when it gets to Shechiyonu with regard to Kelim Chadashim. Somebody that gets a new suit. So it depends who the person is. If he's never gets a new suit, and he gets a new suit once every 15 years, certainly makes a Shechiyonu. The guy that's buying a new suit every month, he's happy to have a new suit, he likes it, but the level's not the same. Therefore he wouldn't make a Shechiyonu. Chazal, even though there is a simcha, Chazal only rekeveya the bracha for a certain level of Simcha. Sif Zayin. Anes shall Adam Mesuyim, Kiyoi Ben Tsuyi, Vachavir, Vachin, Anes shall Adam Shinneskal Shim Shemaim, Daniel, Vachavir, Mavarech, Lafigh, Rey, Gover, Rey, Shall Daniel, Vachiv, Shane, Shall Hanai, Mishal, Vazari, Mavarech, Shaos, Anes, Lassadikim, and Mokham Azna. This din of Adam Mesuyim is not exactly so clear. It's a Safik in the Yushalmi. It's seems maybe, according to certain Rishonim, that they were poishit. It sounds like from the Rosh that they were poishit, that you make a bracha on other Mitzvim. The Shaila is, what are we making? Why are we making a bracha on other Mitzvim? It's not the Indian of Kiddush Hashem that happened, because that's the next thing. Daniel will go by Reis. So what's the special Indian of a Neis that other Mitzvim was not your grandfather? It's not Reis Klal Yisrael. Where's the Makom Bechlal Timavarech? So from the Mishnah Berura, he brings out from the Eilat Talmud that Ken Zayin Yoyov Holach B'Shlicha Shokol Yisrael Vari Kumoi She'ir Kol Yisrael. If somebody grows B'Shlicha Kol Yisrael and there's a nace that happens to him, so it's Kilo as if a nace happened to Gans Kol Yisrael. However, L'chur, that wasn't, it's not the Mishmois of the Mishnah Berura or the Magen Avraham. It's mashma that even without that, it's mashma according to that, even if he's not a well-known person, somebody that grows B'Shlicha of Kol Yisrael, even if it's not well known, you can be able to make a bracha on him. Mishnah Berurah says, "B'chlal b'zmanenu that refuzim refurid b'arba kanfei zaret." So there's no person that's going to be going b'shlichas of Kol Yisrael. I wonder if things change b'zmanenu that you could get everybody b'shlichas Kol Yisrael. They're trying to get now 600,000 people together to donate for Keren Hashvius, that they should be able to have enough money for all the people to be mashpitz relief of the land and Eretz Yisrael that's owned by Yidden. That. Those 600,000 people are not coming just to Eretz Yisrael. Again, from Chutzlar, it's all over the world. Mamish. Nowadays, you could be ma'agid the entire world without a problem. Which is really why I was wondering about this bracha, because it says it has to be somebody sheyatzei tivay b'chol ha'olam. So I think there are people. If it's yatzei tivay b'chol ha'olam, it's maybe in a chanami. Maybe there's no one in Klal Yisrael that's yatzei tivay b'chol ha'olam. But if it's like the Mishnah Berurah says, that meforsim b'chol Yisrael, the reish of the shiltern, I think that maybe we have somebody b'zmanenu, Moran Saratera, Yarech Yoma Vishnoisov, Batova. I think probably everybody in Klal Yisrael knows about him. Do we call fry people, are they considered a chalik of it or not? What? He's not considered? He's also terrific. Yoyev and Sriya probably can make a chalik of it. The Gemara talks about a bunch of brachas that they made on the same person. It's alternate. It's only would be if a nace happened to him. And the Chagov is not a nace of Atzala. It's only a nace of Atzala. I'm just saying the musig that we could have such a thing bizmanenu in a Chanami Lechur or Kenzan we would have. Lamaisa, the Achras Mishnah Berurah is that we do not make a bracha. Anybody that wants to make a bracha on Gevar Reis, I saw a bunch of Baiskim that wanted to say, a bunch of places, the Bechot, clear over here, whether or not it's the we saw in the pre-show, and others that declare, is it any Gev HaRayis, or is it Dafka this Gev HaRayis? If you want a tiny, if you go to the zoo, then in a Chanami, according to those that say in any Gev HaRayis, you can make the bracha, so you can even make a bracha, at least, we're not going to do that, make a bracha without Shem HaMalchus. We're going to see a bunch of brachas that we make when you go to the zoo without Shem HaMalchus. Mishana Abriyas, and met them on the monkeys and the elephants. We'll see. Maybe on other animals as well. Bezer Hashem. The Sif Ches Ishte Shaloit. Tarei Ishte Shaloit Mevarach Shtayim Alei Amar Baruch Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam Dayana Emes Valoi Tarei Baruch Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam Zecher Tzadikim. This is probably one of the most interesting brachas that Chazal were kaveya as the Mishnah Berurah Sharetzin is murder. Why do we care about some shikta that she some goita that anes happens to her? What does it have to do with Klal Yisrael? They're making a bracha on her. What is that? The Sharetzin is ready murder. He says what do we mean mevorach on? There he says specifically al zayin emes, but bechlal, what does it have to do? Where is the mocking for the bracha bechlal? So luli de mistafina amina, I would say that lafina maskana sagamara. The Gemara makes a tni at the end of the day, and the Gemara says instead of al ishtesh aloit mevorachin, tni aloit va'al ishtesh mevorachim shtayim. The ikur is loit. The bracha of light is Zecher HaTzadikim. That would be Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Zecher Avram Avinu, who's the zchus of Avram. Memelo, that passes the bracha for his children. Agav, that the only way that we can see light, we can make a bracha on light, as we see in the Tiv HaMelech. Memelo, you make a bracha also on Ishtesh Light, because it's only through her that we can see we make the bracha on light. But in Hanami, she herself, we wouldn't make the bracha. Now it is something which is miyuchad, a neis happened l'ra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, which is not a common thing. And there is a makom for shevach v'yado. We wouldn't have made the bracha if not for the fact that it's only durch her that we can make the bracha of light, which is the ikar bracha. The only thing which stands in my way is the fact that I saw the Aruch HaShulchan says exactly fakir from what I'm saying. He says that we make the bracha of light agav ishtei. Maybe it just means agav ishta because we see ishta and that's how we make the, that's only durch her that we can make the bracha. But l'chur, the, it would be interesting that we would l'chatchila make the bracha on her if she was a goyo. She wasn't an Israeli, at least, like the Mishnah Berurah said. The lamais, like we said beforehand, we do not make the bracha, even on the pictures that the come back from relatives who were taken on trips there. It's there's no mesura that that is in a tziv melach. Tziv tes yeshem rishin uvar chanes el avanei shu yetu mi minag oilom avanei shu minag oilom et odosu kigun shu bagunav malaylo ubole de sakon avinitzoch yetu bze inu yichayev levarech yesh chelik vtev levarech lo yeskir shem amachus. This is bachlal, what type of nes to be mevarech on. It's not exactly clear. Machlokes, if it's a nes which is clearly yetu miderech hateva, which that also is a shiloh, like Mishnah Berurah points out, does it mean that the sakana came shalei b'derech hateva, or does it mean that the atzala was shalei b'derech hateva? But the Aruch HaShulchan points out that there's two or three categories of nisim. There's nisim that are yotzei b'derech hateva, kriyat yamsuf, yotzei b'derech hateva. That's pashut. Then you make a nis, make a bracha on the kulyam. Then there's al nisecha shebechol yamimanu, like we say in Maidim, we have nisim every day. Like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Boy, that a person doesn't have a chilek be Teres Moisha ad she Moida she ein bechol mikreinu teva ein bechol mikreinu nis she kol mikreinu nisim ebe minig be teva shel olam klal. I think it's the lashon. I didn't look it up. I think that all the our entire existence is of Klal Yisrael is only nisim. But those are nisim that are totally b'derech hateva. And that does not have a shem neis b'chlal, says Aruch HaShulchan. Where is there a yes machlekes? In a case where it's not so clear that it was a neis. In other words, it was a sakana brura, and a person got saved. Chayv lohoidez shabeach lebaril shehechin vehizmin lai hatzala b'regazu. For example, a person falls off a cliff and his mom is inside he's inside the ravine where he fell, and he doesn't know how to get out of it. He can't climb up, nothing doing. And sure enough, all of a sudden a power person passes by. What is this person doing here? Is that a neis nigla? Doesn't look like a neis nigla. Looks like it's up here at Derech. That's the type of thing where we have the machlekes, and the way that the machaber is machriya is you make a bracha without shem u'malchus. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that there are certain things that are v'derech hateva, but, in other words, it's not that the yam split, or something like that, or the story of the mother of Rashi that she went against the wall, and the wall caved in, and she went inside the wall. These type of things, or bara einish shalmayim, like Mishnah Berurah brings down. But nevertheless, since al pi derech hateva, we don't understand how the person was saved, memela, you make a bracha on it. Even, says Mishnah Berurah, even according to the shita that holds you need a neis nigla, a neis yotzei miderech hateva, this is considered yotzei miderech hateva. For example, says Mishnah Berurah, if a heavy rock fell on somebody, or if a car drove over him, then and he was saved, that we don't have a way to explain it, memela, in such a case, a person would make a bracha of a neis. That is, he says, that's even the fee of the first lashon, quoted from the Chayyadah. Now, exactly where we draw the line, and l'chor it's mevurer, because that's the case of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, it says, Chayyadah brings this raya. But the Yosef HaTzadik, it says in Medrash Tanchuma, in Vayechi, that when he was on his way back from Mitzrayim, Baron Yaakov Avinu, on the way down to Mitzrayim, he passed by the bar, and he looked inside, and he made a shasal yinez b'makom hazeh. Now, what was the shasal yinez b'makom hazeh? There was nachashim akravim inside. Also, bandaniyah was over arayis. There was lions inside. We didn't see that the lions disappeared when he fell inside. It wasn't like a nate like that. But the very fact that in the lion, or a nachash v'akrav, doesn't bite, it doesn't kill, especially in the case of the lions, that they starved them for a few days, that is something which we have no way to explain on pidar chatava, and a person makes a nate. A person makes a bracha. Person falls out of a window 10 stories up and he gets up, such a thing like that. We don't have an explanation for that. However, it's not always clear. Memela, I saw brought down from Shlomo Zalman and Halacha Shlema that they said that a person got into a serious accident and it took him a long time to get back to himself, and they asked Shlomo Zalman about it, and Shlomo Zalman said no, we don't make a bracha without Shema Malchus. But with Shema Malchus, it's very hard to know about every single scenario whether that's considered an ace. However, I saw somebody say that if there was other people in the accident that were killed, then in Hanami, he was saved. They should make the bracha. Really, it depends on a lot of different things, the airbags and exactly where they were sitting, and Mechulu, whether or not it's an ace. Somebody told me now that he saw a shayla that was asked, somebody was in Miron, and he was in a place that there were people on the sides of him that were killed. And he was having trouble breathing also. But he made it out, Baruch Hashem, and he asked the shayla, and they told him to make a shalchlinis. Which is also very specific. It depends exactly. There was a lot of people that Baruch Hashem made it despite the crazy situation that was there and the dangers. The shayla is exactly where he was standing, and Echanami Lachor is telling you on a lot of different things. Either way, a person should be mefarsim the nes. A person doesn't have what to lose by being mefarsim the nes. And there's a the Chaya Adam tells about an ace that happened to him. The last Chaya Adam in the entire Sefer tells about an ace that happened to him, that there was some gunpowder or something like that that blew up, and the 31 people were killed in his chaser, and walls fell down in his house, and mamish. He says everybody in his family had at least some blood that came out of him, and he made a Suda Seidah, and he made other things, but he brings down there a lashon of the entire lashon of Karban Teidah, the whole Avodas HaTeidah, that a person should stay at the time. And V'roi Loi Lesakin Ezeb Sarachi Rabim, that we find by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he came out, Kimet Shanas Alineis, the Gemara says in Shabbos, he wanted to be Mesakin Adavar. Yaakov Avinu also, we find that by Yaakov Avinu is Mesakin Adavar, Kimet Shanas Alineis. So I will therefore be Mesaper Chazdeh, because it also comes out of Lachol Ma'aseh. The story that's brought down, the first story that's brought down on the sheet of the child that fell, 2.5 stories, that happened out of my house. We had invited somebody who just moved in to our community, or to our block, that week, I think it was. The child was by us. They were by us for a Suda Friday night. 2-year-old, he turned 2 that on Friday night. And in the middle of the Suda, the mother says, did you see Chaim Yankel? So we said, no. He said, could be that he just, sometimes he's very tired, he opens up a closet, and he goes into the closet, and he goes to sleep. Okay? So we look all under the closet, and we looked under the bed, and we looked everywhere, nowhere to be found. Went outside, nothing new. Went out the back by the marpeset, and on one side it's 1 flight down, the next marpeset, one side it's 2 flights down, and one side it's 5 flights down. I looked over, and Baruch Hashem, I didn't find him. But he was still gone. I went outside again, and there's my neighbor from 2 flights down holding the child. Is this your child? No, it's not, but I'm sure happy to see him. She said, she's sitting in her dining room, all of a sudden she hears a bang, she sees little pieces of plastic go flying, and all of a sudden a child walks in off her porch into her house. Well, then she could have started religion. She took the child, went upstairs, knocked on the door, and no one answered. She went up the next flight. And that's where they met us. The kids there, it was 2 flights plus the amount. We had a wall plus a fence on top of it. He had climbed on one thing to another thing to another thing and flipped right over. There was one thing on the entire porch. A stack of Keter chairs. Porch probably half the size of this room. One thing on the entire porch. A stack of Keter chairs, and that's what he landed on. He came back into the house and he walked right back to his high chair and continued eating. As if nothing happened. To say that kids and the neighbors wanted to show us exactly the otzma, the koch of his fall, they brought the stack of chairs from downstairs. The top 2 chairs had a huge hole in it. Huge hole. We paid them for it afterwards. Okay. But it's they said you have to take him to the hospital to see what's good. You never know what happened. Kids went to a few EMTs, they couldn't find a scratch, nothing. Kids, I asked afterwards, what should we do? I asked Berkowitz, do we make an ace? Is this an ace? You make a... So, he said it really depends on how he fell. It depends on how he fell, and I think the way that he fell was on his diaper area. He must have been sitting and it landed on his diaper and that sort of patted him. Is it mufka? So chas v'chalila, somebody that falls with their head down, rachman of the sun. But it's not mufka, depending on how they fell, and therefore you want to make a shalasli nes. However, he did make a kiddush. That's lahayde zilahalo al nisecho. So v'saper chazdei. So if you mekayim v'saper chazdei. Now this gets into, this takes us to the next simon of bench and gremel. Does this child bench gremel? Does the father bench gremel? For a gremel, you don't need the same level of an ace. Doesn't have to be yotim derech hateva. Doesn't have to be. And in any matzav of sakana the person is in, you would make a hagremel. So we'll get to that in a minute. What to do about a child that something like that happens? Does he make a gremel? Says the Mechavin Reishi Tess Arvatzich Lahoides Yordei Hayam Kshalim Imenu V'Hochem Midvaret Tishgil Di Yishu Misha Yochid Menesaf Misha Yachovish Mitz Asurim Yotso V'Simonech Lechol Achayim Edu Chaselo Chovish Yisurim Yad Midvaret. Now where do we have these nowadays? For the standard person, he's not going Yordei Hayam, and he's not Holchei Midbaris. The question is, what is considered Holchei Midbaris? You have to know also, a person that goes down to Yam HaMelech, 20-minute drive, and he went through the Midbar Yehuda. Is that Holchei Midbaris? That's Loi Shamanu V'Loi Re'inu, that's considered Holchei Midbaris. The reason is because you were never in a Makom of Sakana. You were never far enough away from a place that should be considered a Sakana. And therefore a person doesn't have to make Agrim. We only where he's not close to civilization. However, what's the story with traveling on a plane? People that take a plane ride, do they bench Gremel or not? So Lamais, it's not Yordei Hayam, they never went into the Yam. However, not only that, it's lechura safer to go, Baruch Hashem, it's very safe to fly. It seems that it's safer to fly than it is to drive a car. And therefore, if a person doesn't make a bracha by driving a car, lechura is not considered a sakana, then also he shouldn't make a bracha by flying. Lemaisa, even in the Yam, it's not Matzia Sakana. That's the truth. I saw the Minchas Yitzchak, he has a tshuva about it, and Chilik Beisim Mem Zayin. He brings down the Sama Rebbe God that said yes to Mivarech, but he brought down others that said not to, and he wanted to be Mitzadid, why not to be Mivarech? He brought down a smach, maybe not to be Mivarech. A totally different reason, not because it wasn't Sakana, but because you put yourself into the Sakana. Sama Shaila, whether or not a person should make a bracha if he puts himself into the Sakana. If it is really considered a Sakana, are you allowed to do it in the first place? Are you allowed to Bechlal do it? We see from benching Gremel after a child that the minhag is to bench Gremel after a child, even though it's a mitzvah, right? So you can't say that it's an issur to do it, to put himself in such a matzav. So these kinira, it's not considered that much of a sakana that it's also to do these things. Either way, Lamaisa, the Igros Meish has a tshuva about it in Chelik Bey, Simen Untes. He says, zikr, that you do make a bracha when you go on a plane, and he's medame to a tzvino. He says, by a boat, when you're in a boat, so if you wouldn't be, you're in Be'etzim in a Mokim, which is a Mokim Mesukin. In other words, you can't live in the water. So since you can't live in the water, you happen to be in a boat, but the boat is considered in a Mokim Sakana because you can't be living, you can't live there. So maybe if you were in your house and something happened, so then Be'etzim, or a person's driving in his car in the area, inside the city is the Be'etzim a Mokim that he could live. He could get out and walk on his feet. As opposed to in the water, you can't live. So therefore, it's considered that the ride gave you a hatzalah because you were in a place that it's not shy to live. And he says, certainly, if you're flying, you can't live in the air. So even though there was no sakana ba'etzem in the plane, but since there's a hatzalah here, ayyidei the plane, from a mokim which is mesukin, therefore, he says you make a bracha. He says, according to this svara, there's no difference between whether you go over the water or you don't go over the water. And that's very possible. There's the posture that you make a bracha even when you don't go over the water. Lamaisa, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Nemdon like that also. You also make a bracha even when you don't go, and he says that's the minig. Kimdumani Lamaisa Bismaninu, that's not the minig of from what I've seen. I remember in ninth grade my Rebbe once flew somewhere in America and he made the bracha in the class. He says, I'm not going to make the bracha even when you don't go over the water, but Lamaisa people aren't. So it's gonna look funny if I do that in the Beis Medrash, but he still wanted to make the bracha. And Kim Dumani, most people, when they're flying, when they're not flying over water, they do not make the bracha. It's only when they go over water, then lechura b'tziruf, that it's like a Yordei Hayam, then you make the bracha. Now, it's a little bit interesting, but Maimar Muzgur, I saw Rabbi Yashiv says that also, they bring that down, daf when you go over the water.
America, you fly over water, you fly, let's say,
yeah, but those places aren't considered, if you would go in a ferry from one side of Mississippi to the other side, lechura wouldn't be considered Mokim, which is Mesukin, therefore even flying over or not.
You can't live in the water. You go for Canada, right? You can't live.
But you could swim across the Mississippi.
So if you can't live there, you
can't live in there.
You
can't live anywhere. You can't swim from one side to the next.
If you went jet skiing and you could pull you out 5 minutes, 10 minutes, now you're finished. Make it then when you come back.
It depends how far you go.
If you can't swim back.
If they pull you out, that means you're next to somebody that has a boat.
Right.
Then you're okay.
Why?
There's no mukim which is a mesukim because you're next to somebody that could save you.
The
guy is on a boat and you have a life jacket.
When you go on a ship.
A person is in a life jacket. We'll talk about a ship in a minute. Either way, What if a person's on a cruise? What's the story? He has to go also? Okay. Either way, says that's a lamaisa kimdumani, the minhag ha'olam of most people. It's only those that make a bracha when they go on a plane, is not when they go over the water. Now it happens to be that I think that going over water is safer than not over water, because a plane can't land where it's populated. You can't just land over land. But on the water, they could land. It's safer to land a plane on the water than it is in... Either way, lamaisa, that is the minhag ha'olam. It's kilu also considered yorde ayam, and therefore they make the bracha. Now, what happens if a person is going, for those that make a bracha, which is the minhag of many, what happens if they're flying in for a chasana and coming back after a day? Do you make a bracha twice or not? So, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman that in Echanam you would. If you went for a reason and you're there, it's not just a stopover. Where it's a stopover, then like the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not in your final destination yet. Therefore, you want to make a new bracha. However, where you reached your destination, then even for a day or two, you would make a bracha. So that was the case that we had with the tour guide in Europe, in Prague. Yeah, you would make the bracha. Now, the minhag is l'chora that you only make the bracha when there's a Kriyas HaTorah, so we'll have to see whether or not there's no Kriyas HaTorah if you're going to do that. But l'maisa, even on one day, you'd make the bracha. Now, what I was clarifying, what would be if a person stops off? He's going from America to Eretz Yisrael. Now, where he's trying to get to is Eretz Yisrael. He decided to have a stopover in Switzerland so he should be able to enjoy the Alps for 2 days. Is that kilu as if that's a new destination, you make a new bracha, or you're just on your way there? L'chari, he wouldn't have gone to Switzerland on Saturday. It's only because he's going to Eretz Yisrael, so take a stopover and go. Yishlein, whether or not that's considered a mokim where you make a bracha, or that's just a stopover, I would think that's just a stopover not to. Similar type of thing is a mishulach. A mishulach is going to America to collect. So he stops off in Europe, and then he stops off in Gibraltar, and then he gets to America, and he goes there. So does each time does he have to make a new bracha? If he goes over, so maybe one of them he didn't pass over the water in the middle. But there, each place is back to the destination where he's trying to go. He's trying to get. He's trying ultimately to get to America, but he wants to raise money along the way. L'chura, if it's each place is a place that he wants to go to, Ken Zayin, he would make a bracha. Yesh li shol
she'ela. Why is that different? Why is that different in Switzerland? I want to be in Switzerland.
That's not bad to where you're going. You're trying to go to Eretz Yisrael. You wouldn't have gone to Switzerland side by side. This guy, even if he wouldn't go to America, would go to England because he wants to get the Shafgelt there. Bet me has a Siba in and of itself to go there. Here, this person, Lachar, doesn't have the Siba. Yesh line. I hear, Stadim Makan Lakan, I think there's a Makan to be Makan.
But if Switzerland is going to be considered your final destination, then when you fly from Switzerland to Eretz Yisrael, there's no ocean.
Yeah, in a Hanami. In a Hanami. If there's no ocean. If that's considered no ocean. Maybe depending how they fly. What? Maybe they fly over the Yamagadol then, if that's how they fly. I'm not exactly sure. In Switzerland, if you pass over it. Now, what's the story with Yorde Yam is Manenu? A person goes to Rosh Hanikra, he goes to Akko, and he goes onto a tornado boat. 25 minutes, you're outside, you're out in the water, and then you come back. You make a hagemo, le shamanu, le reinu, anybody that does that. You go on the ferry for the Statue of Liberty, you go to New Jersey, to New York. You go, you make a, you don't. Why not? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's interesting that Chazal were Masakin, you only, by your day yam, but a person that's swimming in the yam, a person that's swimming in the Kinneret, he doesn't make a bracha. Because what's the reason why? Because Betim was never in a matzah of sakana. He's close enough to civilization that it's not sakana. Not, we don't look at it as zakana because he's able to call out for help. If something happens, Rahman al-Islam, and he gets the master of zakana, Echanami make a gremol. But generally, we don't look at it as a master of zakana. Mamela, anytime that person is close enough to civilization, that if there's an issue, there'll be somebody to be able to help him, then Echanami, lechur, it's not a problem.
Don't we have that with ships this day and age?
It could be the same way with ships this day and age also. With a cruise ship, I would think also that people don't make a bracha with it. Though, when the Titanic went down, this is not this age, many years ago, but it was a cruise ship that the way that they advertised it was that even God can't sink the ship, which was exactly what caused it to go down. But it was unsinkable, and L'chor wasn't a sakana b'chlal. Nevertheless, it was a terrible sakana, and many people died because they didn't have everything that they needed to cause the Ribbono Shel Olam to die. But they didn't even have the ishtadlis, the basic ishtadlis of saving the people, because they didn't have such a tzad. This manenu yesh lion, a cruise ship goes down, if they be able to yesh lion. whether or not lemaisa, I don't think that the minig is. A person doesn't even know he's in the water on the cruise ship. He's in a hotel and he probably doesn't even notice. Afterwards, he gets off. Ah, I'm stuck on the ship. But it wasn't the yesh la'ayin. It doesn't mean that it's not a sakana. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah says it was something that bothered me through the entire sugya until I got to the Bir Halacha, was the first one that mentioned it. If you look through Kapitel Kuf Zayin, Yor Dehayom Banir, it says that the waves go flying up to the heavens, go down to the earth. They were mamish ramatos akonim yitzakol Hashem b'talem kol chachmosim tizbalo. They're trying to get back to, like it says by Yonah Novi, that we're going to read. They try to get back to, and they're sure, and they can't get back. Such a case, they come out. Yidol Hashem chazer niflays ablay adam. But a person that goes on the water and he cruises along and nothing happens for the 2 weeks that he was on the water, mechadesi he makes a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah kilachar yad, the Bir Halacha says partially make the bracha, even though it says that it has to be sakana, even though in the psukim it's mashma to sakana, it's partially even without that. The shad is bezmanenu. In such a case where we don't look at it as sakana, do we say that, or do we say no? If there's any time they should have to, it would be on a cruise. You're going for 2 weeks on the water. L'chera, you should have to. Once again, I haven't heard anybody that does that, and I know people that went on cruises. What's that?
So the Golden Gate Bridge is very long. So let's say when you're exactly in the middle, you're too far from civilization on both sides.
Yeah, but it's not. There's no more sakana going the Golden Gate Bridge than driving on Rehov Beis Yisrael in.
It's probably dangerous here.
No, it's not. It's not a makam sakana b'chol. It happens to be over the water, but it's a street which is as strong as any. It's not.
According to Rav Moshe, you should. According to Rav Moshe, as far as.
No. Because you're on a street. We look at it as if going with the car or going in the plane, going in the boat. Where are you without that thing that's holding you? But I don't think we can look at it. If a person's on the 25th floor of the Empire State Building, we're not going to say that if the floor wouldn't be here, then. What's the story with Nashim? The Mishnah Berurah brings down what's the woman making a Birchas HaGoyimel. So he says that Be'etzim they were. They should lava arach aro. It seems that, and therefore, women do not make a bench. They don't bench gemel. V'yeshikatz for the mikamakom nachon and she's baruch fnei asara kapon fnei anoshim v'ish echon. Some people say that if she has a minion of woman, at least one man, she should bench gemel. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, and they actually bring down it's a chilek case siman yudalid. They write that it's the last tshuva that he wrote, and he actually could not finish the tshuva, and he finished it alpeh. They bring down there, but. What he did write is that there's no makom b'chalal between a man and a woman. It's partially that a woman is also chayav benching a gemel. And he named on, what they added on alpeh, is that he said that you don't need 10 people, even one person is enough, and the chatchila, if she's married, should be before her husband, in front of her husband. Lamaitza, women are not noig like that. Most women are not noig to bench gemel, except after birth. There, Shlomo Zalman says, the minigu shalayim, he says, is to bench. I've heard conflicting reports as with regard to chutz laretz, what the minig is. Some people told me yes, some people told me no, some people not exactly clear. Certainly in Eretz Yisrael, I think it's more common to bench HaGoyimel afterwards. And he says, B'chlal b'frat b'tzir of the fact that usually she'll have a minion in her house at some point, either by the Shalom Zachar or by the Bris, or by the whatever it is, sometime afterwards she'll have her relatives there for Kiddush, Memela, you'll have a minion, then she'll bench. Some people, the woman go to the shul and they hear Baruch Hu, or they hear their husband say Baruch Hu, and they answer that at Baruch Hu. But aside from Leda, I haven't heard women making a bracha l'maisa of Hagremel.
Not like this for a woman to come in front of 10 random men and make a bracha?
If depends what the situation is. If she's standing up there on a platform, yeah. But if she's behind all the cases that I've seen and heard, you never saw the woman. She was either in Ezes Nashim, or she was behind the wall, or she was inside of her house and they closed the door and the people are standing outside. All the cases, you do it in a way that she shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. I've been part of a number of them. Never publicly. That's with regard to women. Shem Azam gives another reason why. He says that he led this as chayv in a carbon, even though it's not a carbon teido, as opposed to the other ones. Maybe we're not chayv in a carbon teido. We're not chayv in a carbon mechal, even though they need to bring a teido. So there's a special thing by your led this. That's with regard to women. What's with Chorlish and Israpo? What's considered Chorlish and Israpo? It's not exactly clear what's considered Chorlish and Israpo. How much is considered for Negeot HaGremel? That we'll see also in Sifches. Look through the price scheme. Anybody that went under a serious surgery, He, Shlomo Zalman, even says a older person, an adult, that had a bris, also that's considered a surgery that he would bench gremo for. However, with regard to people that have fever for 3 days, Mr. Brewer Beer Lach talks about it. It's not so common. I would think that after Corona, many people that made it out of Corona, even though they were in terrible situations, they were very sick. In such a case, I would think that certainly they should make a gremo. But the standard person that lost his taste and smell in a chanami, so obviously it depends on what the situation was. The Shevet HaLevi says that a person can make a bracha even if he still has the reishim of the illness. As long as he got out of the matzav of sakana, then he would make the bracha. And I think the Maitha, even Svaradim, don't make the bracha as often as maybe Mashman Sif Ches, as we'll see. That is Sif Aleph. This Hashemim Omrim is interesting. It comes from the Rambam, it's not a Gemara. It's interesting where the Rambam got it from, where he added it in. I didn't see anybody mention it, what the pshat is that he was Moisif. None of the Rishim say it. And in the Maitre, that's the Minigur, like the Mechaber said. Siv Gimel, Tarach Lavarach Bracha Zufne Asar, Vitriminai Rabban, and Siv Rehmu Kalam. That is Lamaisa the Minig Olam, and so people bring down that a Lamaisa we wait, even if it's you're going to pass by the 3 days, until you get a Sefer Torah, you should wait. You should wait and be Mavarcha by the Sefer Torah. That's generally when people are Mavarcha. Unless the person has a different reason why to do it or not, like we said before, and you're not going to do it in front of the Sefer Torah because it's not the minig in the place. Good name. Now, how long can he be mivarech? The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. He says, from the Ra'ah, yamtin at shleishim yoyim penizdam le'asar. V'yoyser lo yamtin. So first of all, it's mivarech that up until 30 days, even though later we'll see 3 days, 5 days, it's mivarech the Mishnah Berurah, that if a person doesn't have a minion, that he can wait up to 30 days. After 30 days, somebody told me recently that he asked Shiloh, and they told him up to 30 days he can make a bracha, benching gremo. Where does that come from? That's the sin. You're still under the reishim of the Ispailis for 30 days like we mentioned beforehand. However, the mashmois is that you could even do it after 30 days. So as the bracha brings down, also that you could do it. The Rishon Zalman says vish lahadur to be mivarech within 30 days. But ask them, as long as you still feel the gremol chayom teves, you could still make the bracha. Sif gemol dalin talks about being mivarech on somebody else. In birch echad v'amar bracha Hashem lekinu melachol meshe gemolchol kol teves v'ana amin yatzo. So now, it sounds like from the Mechaber, even though the Beis Yosef, he said that somebody that makes a bracha not on his Rebbe or his father, goyerim boy, here it sounds like anybody's allowed to barach acher v'omer barach Hashem asher gemolcho kol tov. It's not mechalik. Who? The Bir Halacha brings down to mechalik achreinim whether or not he was chozer when he said the Beis Yosef, if he wasn't chozer. L'maisa Mishnah Berurah comes out that you should not make a bracha on anybody else except for a Rebbe, which is a Rabbi Muvuk, which generally most people don't have, or Aviv. Aviv, you can make a bench gremel. Al kinir the beloy of a rabbi ain't enough levarach afilu ba'aval benoyu kedemel. Lamaisi says even aval benoy one should. He doesn't say that it's aser ain't enough. I saw brought down from Rav Moshe, could not find the sefer noitzer, but I saw brought down from Rav Moshe that he said that you could be mevarach. We saw that in the Bach. The Bach says la loch lamaisa not like the Beis Yosef. You're mevarach even on benoy. Lamaisa Mishnah Berurah passing not mevarach on benoy, and mamela in that case that we mentioned beforehand that the child fell off the porch. Does he bench Gremel? Does the father bench Gremel? The father did bench Gremel. L'maisa, he has who to be Semichon. The Mishnah Berurah just says Einu Nochen. You don't say that it's also in Beit Bach. Ramesha say that you could. However, the Achres Mishnah Berurah is that you don't. Shlomo Zalman, in Minchas Shlomo, it's also brought down Alifas Shlomo, he says what you could do is be Mechav, and anytime you have a Safik, he says. But in such a case, a Katan that wants to be Mevarach, or a father on a Katan, that's Mevarach. A Katan's not Mevarach because you can't say Gremel Chayovim Tevis. He's not a Chayiv, he's not a Chayiv and Einshim yet. And the Chura, even if he becomes a Gadol, he wouldn't make a bracha on when he was a Katan, because he wasn't Chayavim then. He wasn't at the time that it happened. Either way, if he wants to be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what he should do is be Mechaven in the morning by Agrema Chasadim Tevim L'Ama Yisrael. Because according to many Rishonim, that's the Lashon of the bracha. The Rif and the Rosh say Agrema L'Chayavim Tevim. But according to many Rishonim, it's Agrema L'Chasadim Tevim. And Memeila have that in mind, he says, Matoiv, if you would do it in front of 10 people, and there will be two people that are Rabbanan, you should be there. Matayv. He says, but on the bottom, and this is classic Rishon Zalman, don't do something which is weird. Don't do something. It shouldn't be that, you know, you're. It has to be. Go to a shul where a lot of people, you know, say the brachas out loud. You'll be the chazan that morning. You'll say it in front of 10 people in Mechavin. Mechavin to be made to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Sif Hey. In Birch Achar Agoyim Ola Atzmaim Neskavan Lo Yitiyas Chavir V'Shem Chavir V'Kivin Lo Tzeis. Here the Mechaber says you also have to be Mechavin to be made to the other person, and also have to be Mechavin Lo Tzeis. Even though we saw in Shani, maybe you don't have to be Mechavin both of them. Yotza afilu b'lo yani yasamin, kivish mevarach gamkin chayev, yotza achar b'lo yani yasamin. That is what we know in the Shiva Smira Kadesha every Zman, at the beginning of Zman. You have one person that gets up, it's might say everybody else. We asked, what would be if you didn't say amen? You guys even without it. But only if you're mechavin to be yotza. And the other person mechavin to be yotza, but Pasha is mechavin to be yotza. I saw Rabbi Shlomo Zalman brought down, I thought the reason is because of Tichur de Tzibura. If you have 45, 50 people getting up, one after the next making a brach, it's going to take 20 minutes. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman was noig the same way in Kol Torah, and he said the reason is because Breva Madras Melech. Fakir, they have one person being mevarach for everybody. Even though the Tzitz Eliezer I saw says used to say, and somebody told me that he's heard this, Hagrim lechayevim tavoy shegmalanu Kol Torah v'lashin Rabim. Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't want to switch the lashin. Shegmalani. He merely says shegmalani. But he said it's kedai for all the people that want to be yotzei to go around the bima, stand there. That way, the people that are mechavin when they say mishe gemalchon kol tov, they're thinking also about you. That's why a lot of people also, when they, maybe Tishtek Hugu is different, but Hataras Nadarim, they do for the wife also, they say B'lashon Yochid, and they answer also. Some people answer B'lashon Yochid, answer B'lashon Rabim, but you're saying for both of them, that's the Shprach, it's not a bracha, not a problem, Matbeah. But it works either way. Tif. That's a general question that you could ask in a Chanami, it depends on what the situation is. When do we say that? When do we not say that? Pasha is the reason why on Shabbos one person makes a mitzvah for everybody. It's because Breva Madras Melech. So if that's the case, we should do it every day. How come we don't do it every time with every bracha? We have to see when yes, when no. We'll leave that for Ezer Hashem. The Rav Kivi Eger brings down something interesting question over here, and that is: can one person be mitzvah? Somebody else was a chelish nesraf, but another person who was a chelish nesraf, he got out of Corona, he comes to Yeshiva Smir, he wants to do it, and sure enough, they have a guy that's being mivarch because he came from America to Israel. Could he be mechaven chalish nesrape with the guy that's making a gremel? He quotes the Orim Gedolim, who says is mesapik. Maybe only if he says amen, then it works. And his other side is even if he says amen, it doesn't work. What's the suffik? So he says the suffik is because by a carbon teido, mevur in the Gemara, suffik in the Gemara, machlekes in the Gemara. If Reuven was mafresh a carbon for because he was a chalish nesrape, carbon teido, and Shimon was mafresh a carbon because he was a yordayam, and they went and they took Reuven's carbon. For Reuven, but they thought he was the Yor De'ayam. He was really the Chalash Nesrapa. And he brought the carbon for the wrong reason for Reuven. So it's Reuven's carbon for a Gaimel, for a Teido, but for the wrong Teido. What's Allah? It's something whether they're not Yor Yetzah. It's a Machlokes in the Gemara. So merely he says also, when you get to the Bracha, it's not so pashit that Yor Yetzah. Maybe Dafki if you say Amen, because then your Amen is Kilu, you're Neming on, you're taking his Bracha. He's not Machuiv in the same Bracha as you, but you're taking his Bracha. Or, I'm sorry. It could be even if you don't say Amen, you yaitse, because you yaitse, you're saying his bracha, shemeko, and it's as if you said it. Or even if you do say Amen, it doesn't help you because you can't take his bracha. He's chayav for a different thing. But that's for the same Indian. It's for the same Indian as they were being moide for his hatzala, and they're being, with his Amen, you're being maskim and being moide for that hatzala, the same hatzala. Here's a totally different hatzala. This is a different shaila that comes up, and this is in regards to the other questions that we mentioned. And can you do it at night? Can you do it sitting down? Can you make the bracha sitting down? And that is the bracha of carbon is the bracha of agrimel the makom carbon teida or not? The Rosh we saw says that it is makom carbon teida. Rashi says that in zvachem dav zayin. The Ibn Ezra on the capital of zayin he says not that way. He says if you look, you'll see that if he is bechuziv chay teida is only said once in the entire capital, only after a chelish and a trapa. Why? Because he was carved lameis. But the other people were healthy. They drew the yam, and therefore they don't have to bring a carbon teida. Only the chayla has to bring the carbon teida. Mashma, however, all four is before the Gemara that they all have to say agrimo. So vice says it's not mamakum carbon teida. So if it's mamakum carbon teida, says the chasam story first, then maybe it has to be ba'amido, maybe it has to be ba'yoim and apalaylo. However, if it's not ba'amakum, then it could be even be yeshiva and it could even be ba'alaylo. Lamaisa, I think that the main agarilam is to do with ba'amido. Besides the fact that they do it by the Sefer Torah, b'di'evit, it could be that the reason is because, not because Makom carbon trader, but for the reasons that are brought, the Bach says, because it says Moshe v'zakenim yalu, Moshe v'zakenim, v'zakenim are standing, you're standing. The Aruch HaShulchan says if there's 10 people there, Shechina Asher, so you stand up. And maybe you should stand up. And you get to Laila, even though most people do it by Birchas HaTorah, by Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore it's during the day. However, women very often do it by Laila, depending on when they can get a minyan. And therefore, I've been at numerous places where they did it by Laila. I think that you're Yitzah without it. Either way, Savi Savi, the Yavid, you're going to be Yitzah. The Chathchila, there's an minyan to do it by Amido. And Lechura depends on this, whether or not the Chathchila, if you can do it during the day, do it during the day. If not, you could be Yitzah by Laila. Sif, Vav, Im Icha Yishlei Tashlumim, we mentioned. Zayin, Bashkanaz, Atarvath, Im Evarchin, Yisholchim, Yer, Le'ir. But, the Svar, Noegin, Levarich. Now, how are the Svaradim, Noegin, Levarich, when they go Le'ir, Le'ir? That I saw, that Sai, the Orlatzin, and Sai, Chacham Ovadia, in Chazir Ovadia, they both nemon that if you travel for 72 minutes, which is the shear of a parsa, the length of traveling of a parsa, 72 minutes, going even haloch hazor, even that means even you travel 36 minutes in one direction, 36 minutes in another, in the next direction, he says, you make a bracha. The other team says, dafka if it's a deserted road, you can't see the car in front of you. But Rav Avadya is not mechalek, and that's how he goes. What's that?
Is traffic cap big?
No, it has to be the amount of 36 different. L'chur. But, traffic wouldn't count, because then also if you stayed in your house, very often you can spend 36 minutes here on a whole basis strong. It's also dafka me ear to ear. It's only when it's ear to ear, when it's in the city, not.
Is it time to Tel Aviv?
Yeah. No. I would think not. It has to be the amount of time that you're traveling back to. Traffic, according to the Orlatian, the Shal doesn't start. There's traffic and there's other people, so you don't say. But here there could be traffic even without other people. But generally the Chazon of Adi Ravadi says that a person that travels, he's a traveling businessman, so he goes every single day, he travels from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, he comes back, he says you only make a bracha on Shabbat. Lamaisa, it's hard to know when a person makes a bracha, why he made the Hagrimal. You don't go around asking. I certainly don't think that it's as common that everybody goes to Bnei Brak, comes back and makes that Hagrimal. That much, I have a Sfaradi shul next to me, I've done it numerous times, it's not that many times that they're making a Hagrimal. However, my son just told me he was in a minyan, and a few people made a Hagrimal, this person was this, and this Sfaradi because he went to Haifa. So, in Echanami, that is, some people are naive like that. However, it's not so common. I did see the Aruch HaShulchan. After he quotes the Sif, he says, it was banenu miyomenu loyishamanu misha nosa meir leir ubirach hagrimu. Sounded like he was going even in the Svaradim. Miyomenu loyishamanu. It certainly is not so common. Even the Svaradim that are knowing like that. Sif Ches. Sif Ches. B'chol chole tzarech levarech. Afilu inu chole shal sakona. V'lemakash shal chol. L'mais we're not, even if it's not sakona safashis, the mice were more machmer to mevarich by hagoyimel, even if it's not a nate. Now the mice, when do we do it? The mishabura says yeshem den mevarich. The ramah says yeshem mevarich rak al chilish yesh beitakana. We make machas al cholo. Sorry, even if it's not a nate, we make a bracha. If it's the mice, the ramah says dafki it's a sakana. Now bizmanenu, since there's a lot of medicines and other things that were more dangerous in the olden days are not as dangerous as manenu. Maybe somebody that has the flu and he's in bed for a week, then we don't really look at it as a sakana. And therefore, I heard that b'shem Rav Yashiv, I didn't see it inside. I saw it brought down b'shem Rav Meisha, I was also not able to see it inside. That they say that's the reason why b'manenu not so many people mevarach. But in Echanami, a person that had a surgery or I saw even somebody inside the general anesthesia, Yishlayin. Whether or not it's considered a sakono, and anytime that a person had a serious procedure, he should definitely ask a shayla whether or not he should make a bracha. Sif test, final sif. Hani arbol avdafko, hu adin l'mishanas l'ineis, kivin shenofel av kreis, l'ineis v'jus ashor, n'gichoisov, these type of things. V'yeshem shayim levarach anagremel hani arbol avdafko, v'ter levarach le'a eskar shayim v'malchus, but l'mai sa mishabru brings down, k'dumani, that is the minig ha'olam, that it's any time, the achrenim or machriya, that any hatzolo, that there was a massive makom sakana, and a person was saved. A soldier that comes back from war, he would make a bracha l'chero, even if he even if it wasn't mamash considered nes, to make a avayimol. Now, however, many places can say, this is a famous dog that people say, is that it's dafke from a matzav that the person was in a matzav sakana. However, if he swerved out of a lane just in time and there was no accident, Ramesh and Shuvah writes about this, and I saw Bratan, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the money was, a few other places said that you do not, because he could have just been there had he not left, but the Ramesh is not considered as Yivmokin Sakana, and therefore he wouldn't be Mavarech, as everybody knows the Zog. We'll just finish Reish Chof, because it's in a minute. Arayach Chaloim, Benach Shagum Olav, Yitzivenu Fnei Apatosa, Derechim Ulei. What's the ma'aser with chatavas chalayim and fasting? So the Aruch HaShulchan has Arich is going to get to this, and he says that dafka, these inyanim are dafka for people that are moli b'tera and they don't eat a lot of food before they go to sleep. The person that ate a lot before he went to sleep, he thought about it during the day and he dreamt about what he thought about. These are things that he says the food and the edim from the food are just mebabel is mach, and he has all types of dreams, and it doesn't mean anything, and it's nothing. Chalim shav yedabru, and if you're not sufficient for Bapal. And many people say that when you get the Reya Keri be Yom Kippur, it's because of the dreams that they had, and they were thinking about something, and therefore they don't have to be scared, they don't have the bracha of somebody that passes through the year. Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish also is brought down in Kevitz Igris that many times he had dreams of things that Dersha brings down. Also, he dreamt about things that it says in the Yavitz, you should fast even on Shabbos, and he was Bechal not Mesiach to it. Now we know that the Gedolim throughout Duris were Mesiach to it. The Chazon Ish is Kamakama stories, Rabbi Yerucham Kamakama stories, people that, and even Mizmanenu stories that we know that people were Mesiach to dreams. It obviously depends on the person, and depends on, generally most people are not, I've been part of Atavas Chalayim more than once. People still do that nowadays. Fasting, I don't know if people fast or don't fast. However, most standard Chalayim is because of what a person thought about during the day. Like Mishnah Berurah brings out, the Sharatin says, and Memelo, that's why many people are not knowing. A person could do Atavas Chalayim, it doesn't hurt. Certainly, he could give tzedakah. He should be. He says that he can be poida. Yiftu b'mamin, a person can be poida. His tainus b'mamin, and he can daven. And if you look in Kuf Lamed, a person can say the Ribbono Yelamim, even in a case where they're not duchening, a person can say during Sim Shalem as mavur in Sim Kuf Lamed.